Good evening, Pittsburgh. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late-night talk show, coming to you from the Center for Media Innovation at Point Park University in beautiful downtown Pittsburgh. Visit us at bergvivant.com for more on this interview and our complete archives in the Vivant Vault, as well as how you can help support our program and Pittsburgh's vibrant cultural landscape. David Wayland, actor. Or the Admiral, as you maybe prefer.
The Admiral of acting. I think Jim Fitzgerald, that was his ad lib in Hound of the Baskervilles.
What a great title, distinction. Yeah. And you have earned it because, I mean, you have quite a fan base in this city. Many Pittsburghers have seen you in a lot of fantastic shows over the years. You moved out of the area recently, but you are back.
I'm back.
To
back
perform
for Holmes and Watson.
Holmes and Watson with the Kinetic Theater over at the New Hazlet. You will once again be playing Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah.
Now, how many times have you portrayed Sherlock Holmes on stage now?
This is number 5.
So, yeah. I mean, why do you keep getting cast as this guy? What do you think?
I just think, you know, when I approached Andrew Paul, I actually brought him an idea of Holmes doing a Holmes and Watson play, because I saw a production of The Mask of Moriarty at the Old Globe, and it stayed with me. And then, long story short, I was doing Jekyll and Hyde at City Theater with Marty Giles, and we got along great. I always get along great with Marty, but we thought, you know, we should do something together. And I said, well, you know, there's a Holmes and Watson play I'm thinking of. And he goes, oh, great. Gave it to Andrew. Andrew said, yeah. Did it at PICT. And then from that point on, the audiences went crazy for it. We just keep trying to find another Holmes and Watson play. And we found a great one in Jeffrey Hatcher's one. This one, I'm telling you, Brian, city of people in Pittsburgh, it is like being at Kennywood on a roller coaster and the haunted house at the same time. It is titillating. Just think Shutter Island coming to life.
Okay.
It's really exciting. It's great for the family, but it is smart. It is witty. The twists and turns are incredible. I cannot wait to unleash it in Pittsburgh.
And where is some of the Holmes and Watson plays that you've done in the past were sort of send-ups, you know, very comedy.
Yeah, Hound of Baskervilles was a definite send-up.
Right.
It was three actors playing the personas of it.
Kind of like really having fun with that Sherlock Holmes genre.
Yeah.
But this is actually quite a legit Sherlock Holmes story.
Life and death stakes. Nothing is as it seems. It's set in an asylum at an old lighthouse.
Oh, very
3
nice.
Years after Holmes and Moriarty have perished.
I read about that.
Reichenbach Falls.
Yeah. That dramatic conclusion.
Without giving anything away, it's exciting.
So you, if having played this character in five different plays now, I would guess that you know this guy pretty well from a lot of different angles.
Well, yeah, I mean, I like to think I do, but it's just an endlessly fascinating character. The more you think you know about it, the more you can go off on a different tangent, which makes the character so much fun for any actor who plays it or any actor who's part of any Holmes and Watson play.
Has your time with Sherlock Holmes improved your deductive reasoning skills?
Oh, absolutely. I definitely think so. I now I can see through my kids' lies in a heartbeat.
Ah, very nice.
Yeah,
I
put the clues together. No, I think it actually, in all seriousness, it's helped me observe more and not react immediately. Sit back, take in all the facts, and then pounce.
So, from your approach to this character, is it, I mean, you've played him in several different plays by several different authors, I would presume. So, are you playing the same Sherlock Holmes from play to play?
Well, I mean, I definitely bring part of myself to it, you know, in all of them. Absolutely. But I think I like to bring a certain energy to Holmes. I think there's something really exciting when he's on a case and when the super brain is activated and when he thinks quicker than anybody else and his ego gets so involved because no one can keep up with him that he just steamrolls. I love that about him. But I also know that when he's not on a case, he's miserable. And I know when I'm not working, I can be kind of miserable. So I kind of take part of that, that means that to me, Dave, and try to bring it into Sherlock.
And the title of this, again, of course, is Holmes and Watson. Mm-hmm. So I have to assume that your counterpart, Mr. Watson, will be a big part of this storyline as
well. Oh, yeah. And it's we got great actors. Daryl Hasham is Watson. Tim McGeever is in it. Gail Pazursky, Greg Johnstone, Darren Elliker, James Keegan, and Andrew Paul directing. We just got a great group of people.
So what? Why do you think that Holmes and Watson make such a good team? How do they complement each other?
Well, they're basically one of the beginnings of the dynamic duo, aren't they? I think because at the end of the day, there's an inherent need for both of them to need each other. They are like an old married couple, and they have a history. They went to school together. That's where they became friends, and I think we recognize. The audience recognizes not only this kind of married couple feel, but best friends who can call each other, you know, who can be very honest with each other and say, Holmes, you're being an idiot, or Watson, could you please catch up with me? You know, so I think that kind of humor between the two of them is so recognizable for audiences. And so.
Yeah, there's a lot about the whole Holmes genre that we do recognize, like the pipe smoking. You're going to have a pipe in this?
There's
the
pipe classic. In it.
Oh,
yeah,
very
yeah,
good.
There's
yeah.
a pipe.
It's also iconic.
Stalker. Yeah.
You know? And we won't reveal, I guess, any of the plot points and the spoilers. That's got to be tough. To not only, you know, not want to talk about, but to conceal, too, in this whole process.
Yes, 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 very much so.
So if you do happen to see it opening weekend, we want folks to say, hey, keep it to yourself.
But I bet this is going to be a play where we get a lot of repeat viewers because it's like, oh, my God, wow. It's, and how do you, you know, when all the reveals start happening, I think the audience is going to be, holy moly, so smart.
There might be an additional reward then coming back to see
and
it, knowing
see it again,
what you
like,
know.
Yes, oh, that's where I missed that.
And then really watch, I suppose, him put it all together in the process, too.
Yes.
A good mystery.
Yeah.
And it's really interesting to see when these are adapted so well to the stage. Was this a book first and then
it was written
as a play?
Jeffrey Hatcher wrote it, and he's a friend of mine that I knew from, he wrote Jekyll and Hyde that I worked with. And then when I was at the Guthrie Theater last January through April, I actually asked him about Holmes and Watson because he was just finishing it, and it was at Arizona Theater Company. And I said, do you mind if, could you send me a copy, Jeff? And he said, sure. Sent it to me, and I went, wow. And I sent it to Andrew Paul immediately, and Andrew went, whoa, let's do it. And then, you know, Andrew, who's the P.T. Barnum, said, okay, let's work it. You know what I mean?
That's a good comparison
there. Totally.
Does he have any maybe future Sherlock Holmes plays in him? I mean, made this.
We've got a couple that, you know, we want to do it in a way that gives a hint here and there, because it seems like every other year is a good time to do it.
Now, isn't that incredible that this character can still be inspiring written stories, either in prose or on stage, and audiences love it. There's really something there.
And I think, you know, the Robert Downey Jr., Jude Law.
Oh, yeah, that helped a little
happened.
Bit.
And then this summer is going to be another Holmes and Watson with Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly.
Oh, that'll be very serious, too, I'm sure.
It's going to be all. It's going to be a complete another mystery.
Yeah, how that got produced, I think, is the mystery. But
the
real quality is over at the New Hazlet, February 16th through March 4th. David Whalen as Holmes in Holmes and Watson.
Yeah.
We are very much looking forward to seeing it.
Yep.
So
it's gonna be fun.
Cheers to you. Break a leg, and we hope you solve the case.
Hope so. Well, let's see. It's a tricky one.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Looking forward to seeing it. Thank you, David.
Thank you, Brian.
Indeed. As always, thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure to watch our video portion of this segment and more at bergvivant.com. We'll see you here next week on Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late night talk show.